You may or may not have heard of Jersey Boys.
你们当中有些人可能对这部电影不太熟悉。
But it's about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
他是
Frankie Valli is his name, and then the Four Seasons is the name of the group.
这是有关就是一个就是音乐家还有他的他的和他一起合作的这个一个组。
And Frankie Valli was a big singer in the 60s and the 70s.
这个音乐家他是在60跟70年代是一个非常有名的歌手，他的名字叫 Frankie Valli.
The group started in New Jersey.
他这个他的这个组呢是在新泽西那边开始的。
Therefore, the nickname Jersey Boys.
所以呢，人家就给他们取了一个绰号叫 Jersey Boy.
Kind of like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, there was four of them.
他当时呢就他就像那个 Beatles 一样，他当时有四个人。
They were famous for singing in falsetto voice.
他们就是非常有名，是因为他们的歌喉。
Do you guys know what I mean by falsetto voice?
你们知道falsetto voice 这个是意思是什么呢？
Let me show you.
让跟你们展示一下。
Their famous, one of their famous songs is called Walk Like a Man.
他们呢其中有一个非常有名的曲子就是。
So they would sing like this. Walk like a man, fast as you can. That's how they sang. That's about as best as I can do. Okay. So the title of this sermon is Walk Like a Man.
他们的这首歌的就是刚刚 Pastor Mike 给我们大家展示的，他们就是用那种歌喉来唱这个这首歌，就是说活得像个人。那今天呢，就是我们的讲的信息也是活得像个人。
It's based upon Psalm 15.
这是我们这个我们要分享的信息呢是诗篇十五章。
Now the Psalms, as you know, were wisdom literature.
我们知道在诗篇呢有很多智慧的话语。
And the purpose was to guide people, the Old Testament Hebrew people, into a life of holiness. A life of justice, a life of righteousness, and that they could live in the presence of God.
他的目的就是要教导这当时的以色列人过一个圣洁的人生，正直的人生，以便他们可以与神同行。
The question Psalm 15 asks is, how do I walk?
在这第十五篇诗人就跟我们讲到我就是问了一个问题，我们怎样与神同行。
What is acceptable worship?
怎样的敬拜才是被神所接受的。
Lord, what is the way of righteousness?
神啊，怎样才是算是正直的人生。
Don't we all want to live in the presence of God?
我们大家都是想要过一个与神同行的人生。
So if you look at Psalm 15, which I'm going to turn to right now.
如果大家来看诗篇十五篇。
I have the NIV version.
牧师有的是新的新国际版本。
And it's really talking about ethical morality.
这个跟我们讲的是，就是说我们在就是这种道德方面的是怎样，应该是怎样的。
Integrity, person of integrity.
是怎样的能够使人是正直的。
As a matter of fact, this psalm, Psalm 15, its nickname or the way people refer to it is the gentleman's psalm.
有些人把这一篇叫做就是 gentleman 的诗篇。
A man of,
绅士诗篇。
A man of good character.
啊、就是说过有能够过一个好有好的品格的诗人的诗篇。
And so it opens with a question.
所以呢，这个就是从一个问题来开始的。
And because it's a Hebrew poem, most of the psalms are poetry. It has this couplet, this two questions. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill?
因为这个是犹太人写的诗，所以呢，它是有一个题材的。那它这个题材呢，就是有两个两句问话开始。就是说的第十五章第十五篇第一节，耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山
？We have to remember that the Hebrews were, for the most part, a nomadic people, shepherds.
啊、我们知道，就是说，犹太人他们在古时候他们是畜牧。
And they lived basically for the most part of their existence in tents.
然后他们住的是在帐篷里面。
So when God came to dwell with them in the desert, the Sinai wilderness, he had them build something that looked like a tent, the tabernacle.
所以在西乃山旷野的时候，当神要来跟他们同住的时候，神是要他们建了一个会幕，就是那个会幕就是有点像他们的当时犹太人住的帐篷。
And when they later became more permanent and settled in the Promised Land, at Jerusalem, he had them build the permanent structure of the temple.
啊，但后来呢，当他们就是已经在应许之地定居下来的时候，神就让他们建了圣殿。
So in the Hebrew, if you're reading Psalm 15, those first two lines.
所以呢，你如果读这个第十五篇第一节，就是的时候，就是在希腊文的题材里面。
As a Hebrew, you're going to hear, Lord, who may be a guest in your tent?
啊、如果是以就是希伯来文直接这样子来理解的话，就是说，他就说。讲的是耶和华，谁能寄居在你的帐幕
？And in Hebrew, later Hebrew culture,
在后来的希伯来的文化里面
，before you could come into the sanctuary to face God,
啊、在你进入到圣殿之前，去面对神之前
，you had to examine yourself.
你必须先思想你自己。
You had to even clean yourself.
你必须自洁。
And so the first thing in the, at the doorway of the area was the laver, the wash, so you could clean yourself before God.
所以呢，首先呢，就是你要进去之前，他就有个水，可以给你洗，你可以洗干净。
In the same way, it is good for us as Christians in our age to examine ourselves before we come into the presence of God in His holy house.
所以呢，在现代的基督徒来说，当我们来到神的殿中的之前的时候，我们也要先思想下自己。
I don't know what you guys do yourself personally to examine your walk.
啊，我不知道你们是怎样的思想，就是检查你们自己个人的。
But every strong Christian needs to examine themselves continually.
但是每一个基督灵命生的基督徒都应该是常常的检查他自己。
We have some physicians in here, do we not?
我们在当中有一些医生，对吗
？If you're a physician, raise your hand.
请你举手。
Nope, they've got one, two.
我们有两个。
Don't you tell people examine themselves periodically, make sure they're okay?
你们是不是叫你们的病人要经常检查他们自己？确定他们的身体是健康的。
Some self-exams are sometimes a good thing.
啊、就是自己有时候自我检查一下是一件好事。
Psalm 15 is a guide to a self-examination.
在这十五篇里面，他是教导我们怎样的检查自己，省察自己。
It's a good to self-examine your heart.
是省察我们的心。
Where are you with God?
你跟神是在哪一个境界呢？
And where are you with men?
你跟人的关系又是怎样的？
Your brothers and sisters, how you doing?
你是怎样的呢？跟他们相处呢？
The Psalm puts before us the goal of wise living.
在这里面，他给我们一个目标，就是我们要过一个就是有智慧的生活。
And the Hebrew Psalms are always encouraging us to live well, to live wisely.
在诗篇总是就是鼓励我们要过一个有智慧的生活。
Not necessarily perfectly.
不一定说你是要完美。
Or sinlessly.
或者说你一点都没有罪。
It means we need to have a heart attitude in which we are desirous of pleasing God.
但是呢，他跟我们说，我们必须有这样一个态度，就是我们要过一个讨神喜悦的人生。
The same way you'd want to please your boss.
就是一样的，你在工作中你想讨你的老板的喜悦。
The same way a good husband wants to please his wife.
同样的一个好的先生也要讨他太太的喜悦。
Or a good wife wants to please her husband.
或者好的太太也想讨先生的喜悦。
A good child wants to please their parent.
好孩子他想讨。
A good Christian wants to please God.
喜悦。那作为一个好的基督徒，我们也要讨神的喜悦。
So let's look at Psalm 15.
所以让我们大家一起来查考十五篇。
It's broken into a series of characteristics, ethical positive characteristics, and then some stuff to stay away from.
它这里面分了几个方面，就是好的方面我们要做的，还有不好的方面我们要远离的。
There's some things you should be doing.
有一些事我们是必须做的。
And some things you shouldn't be doing.
有些事我们是不能做的。
And so the first thing they talk about.Is he is a man, or I'll ask you the question, are you a man or a woman who exhibit integrity?
他第一个就是说要行为正直。
Righteousness.
做事公义。
The Bible uses the term blameless.
在就是英文里面是讲说用了一个词 blameless, 就是无可指摘。
Do you walk, I guess another word for the same word in Hebrew is upright.
那另外一个词就是说你要行为正直 upright.
Can you walk with your head held up high because you're doing right things?
你能够仰头做正就是走你的路，因为你做的是对的事情吗？
Is there, I mean, there's nobody in that I know of that I can't come up to face and hold my head up.
你能够昂首挺胸的，就是对面对其他的人。
Or are you slinking around, slinking or sneaking around?
或者说你做事都是偷偷摸摸的呢？
I don't want to see them.
你觉得说你根本就不想
Because I didn't answer them or I didn't do something I was supposed to do.
你不想去面对别人，因为你做了一些见不得人。
So the question the Bible asks is, can you walk? Do you walk upright?
所以呢，第一个就是圣经跟我们说，就是说我们。
If you want to see a man or a picture of a man who was blameless or walked well, I'm going to point you to Job.
如果你要看看诗篇的有一个人就是的一个榜样的话，那我们一起来看看约伯记。
Now keep your thing, or your, what do you call this, bookmark in Psalms 15. But if you want to go to Job 1, I'm going to read the prologue.
就是你把书签还是放在第十五篇，因为我们下面还要来回来查考。
And listen to how the Bible, how God describes a righteous man.
看看神怎样描述一个行为正直的人。
In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯。
This man was blameless.
那人完全正直。
And upright.
完全正直。
He feared God and shunned evil.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
He had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
他生了7个儿子，3个女儿。
He owned 7,000 sheep.
他的家常有7,000。
3,000 camels.
3,000骆驼。
5 yoke of oxen.
500对牛。
500 donkeys.
500母驴。
And a large amount of servants.
并且许多的。
He was the greatest man among the people of the east.
这人在东方人中就为至大。
Now, I don't know about you, but if I was known as the greatest man in the Bible for all time, that'd be pretty good.
我不知道你是怎样想的，但是我觉得如果我是在圣经中讲说我是为至大的，我想是一件很了不起的事。
Again, the Bible uses the term he was blameless and upright.
这里面我们看到圣经又在用了两个词。
What did he do that made him blameless and upright?
那他做了什么让神觉得是说他是完全正直的呢?
Well, we know of one thing at least.
我们知道有起码我们知道一件事。
It says here in the word that his sons used to take turns holding feast in their homes, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them.
我们接下来看到他的儿子按着日子。 各在自己家中摆设宴席，就打发人去，请了他们3个姐妹来，与他们一同吃喝。
It says that Job, when the period of feasting had run its course, would send and have them purified.
然后我们又看到，他们的日子过了之后呢，约伯又打发人去叫他们自洁。
Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of his children.
他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为
thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。
There's a little phrase right after that that says, "This was Job's regular custom."
在后面又讲了一句，约伯常常这样行。
So when people ask me all the time, how do I be a good parent?
所以呢，经常有人问我，说我怎样做好的父母。
I say to them, there's a lot of things you need to do, but Job is the first place to go.
我跟他们说，你们有很多的事情可以做，但是呢，就要学约伯，首先要学约伯。
He prayed for his kids.
他为他们的孩子祷告。
Regularly prayed for his kids.
而且是常常这样子。
Some of them didn't know God.
有些人呢，他有一些孩子可能不认识神。
And yet he prayed for his kids.
但是呢，他为他们祷告。
The second thing Psalm 15 shows us. Not just a man of uprightness or integrity, but it also says that the deeds of this man will exhibit justice.
第二点，诗篇跟我们讲到，就是说他不但是行为完全的正直，他做事也是公义的。
Justice.
公义。
He will do things for the community.
他会为他的周遭的人做事情。
In his job.
在他的工作中。
In his relationships.
在他跟人的关系中,
for strangers.
Stranger?
Stranger.
Okay.
That's my New York accent.
对陌生人。
That seek justice.
他做事公义。
Fairness.
他做事很公平。
That's an upright man.
这是行为正直的人要做的。
He just doesn't speak the truth, which he does. He just doesn't think truth and right. He does truth and right.
他不仅仅是想的是这些正直的事，他说的做的都是正直的。
So when I examine myself periodically,
所以当我省察自己的时候,
and I think about the things that I'm doing,
我就想我做的事情,
I ask myself, am I doing justice?
我问我自己, 我是不是做事公义?
I ask myself, what are God's expectations of me?
我问我自己, 神对我的期望是怎样的?
A wise man, this Psalm's wise man,
一个有智慧的人
will show a desire for justice.
是渴望做事公义的。
And it will often show up in his relationships with poor people.
而且呢, 这个经常体现在他跟那些穷人的关系上。
With underprivileged people.
那些就是没有那么, with, 条件没有那么好的人。
With oppressed groups.
或者被压制的人。
I have people all the time who ask me, why is God so concerned with the widows and orphans all the time?
有些人问我说, 神为什么经常提到寡妇和孤儿呢?
It's because in that day and age, they could not receive justice. They had no voice.
那是因为在那个时代呢, 他们没有什么权利。
There are so many ways in our society that people's voices are silenced.
在我们这个社会里面呢, 就是有些人, 他们的呼求也是被人听不到的。
And justice needs to shine forth.
所以呢, 这是呢, 就是需要有公义。
There are poor people that we don't ever see because we don't seek them out.
我们没有看到穷人, 因为我们没有去寻找他们。
I'm very proud of this church, not just your church, but the whole church.
我很为我们的教会骄傲自豪。
You guys are sending out your first mission.
你们我知道我们这个中文教会会差遣医疗团。
That is someone who has the heart for God to go help people.
那是因为有人就是有这份心。 为神做工的心，他们愿意去帮助人。
On my desk upstairs,
在我楼上的办公室的桌子里。
And some of you may know this well.
我想你们中间的一些人可能也知道。
Is a saying from the book of Micah.
就是有一个是弥迦书的经文。
It's in here somewhere. Zechariah, Malachi, nope, that's not it.
Chapter 6.
Micah 6, 8 says this. And I have this on my desk.
第六章第八节。
He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require, or actually in Hebrew, expect of you? What does the Lord require of you? What does he expect of you?
弥迦书第六章第八节讲，世人啊， 耶和华已指示你为和善， 他向你所要的是什么呢？
To act justly,
只要你行公义，
and to love mercy,
好怜悯，
and to walk humbly,
存谦卑的心，
with your God,
与你的神同行。
It's not enough to be nice.
只是你人好，还不够。
This book is not a book of how to be a nice person.
这圣经不是一本就是说你怎样做好人的一本。
This book is a book of how to have a relationship with the one God.
这本圣经是教导我们怎样和神建立好的关系的一本书。
And Psalm 15 says, who gets in? Who gets in? Who gets into heaven? Who gets into the tent?
所以第十五章第刚刚开始就说谁能够寄居在神的帐幕里面谁能住在他的圣山。
I keep thinking of those places where you can't come in unless you have a special pass. Well, this is this pass. You have to be somebody whose walk is blameless, who does what is right, and who speaks, the next one is, they speak the truth from their heart.
所以我经常在想到说有些地方你是必须有通行证的才能进去，那在这里面，我们的通行证就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的。In
my version it says, who speaks the truth from his heart.
在牧师的这个圣经里面，他是说心里说实话。That
is kind of an idiom or a figure of speech in Hebrew that means do what you say.
就是在希伯来的文体中，他的那个表达方式就是说，你做的跟你说的是要一样的。Notice
what you're saying is the same thing as what you're feeling in your heart.
就是说。 你说的跟你心里的是一致的。And
what you say you're going to do, you do pretty quickly.
如果你说的跟你做的是一样的，那你会就是很快的就去做。In
other words, you're reliable.
那就是说，换句话来说，就是你是可靠的。I
can count on you as to what you're saying.
我可以相信你所说的，因为我知道你说的，你就会做。When
you say X,
如果你说 X,
you do X.
你也是做 X.
Now, ladies, turn off your ears for a minute, because this is a guy problem.
我觉得这个是男人的问题。
If you say you're going to mow the lawn, mow it.
如果你说你要去割草，那你就去割。
If you say you're going to paint the house, paint it.
如果你说你要油漆房间，那你就必须去油漆。
If you say you're going to take out the garbage, not tomorrow, do it now.
如果你说你要把垃圾拿出去，那你不要等到明天，你现在就做。I'm
speaking from experience.
我是通过亲身体会来跟大家。
The biggest conflicts I have with my wife are because I'm not always a man who speaks as reliably as reliable as I'd like to be. I'll be honest with you.
我很坦白跟大家讲，就是我跟太太经常有的矛盾就是。 我说的，但是我没有做到。I'll
get to it eventually.
我就是说，我最终会做，最后最终总会做的。So
my wife has usually starts doing things like this. She will say, "Are you going to call the roofer today?"
我太太就经常会这样子，这几个例跟我讲说，今天你会去叫？Yeah. 你会打电话给那些修屋顶的人吗？那我就说，呀呀呀。
Then I'll come home and she'll say, "Did you call the roofer?"
然后我回到家了，他就问我说，你今天打电话没有？
And I'll go, "Busy day."
今天太忙了。And
she feels that I'm a little less than a truth teller because I told her I would do that and I did.
然后他就觉得说我不是太可靠，因为我跟他讲了，可是我没有做。
And if you do that a lot of times,
如果你经常这样子的话
you're not sure if it's going to get done or not as the other person.
那人家就不太会相信你。
There are men that I know who I can call, and if they say they'll be there, they'll be there.
啊，我知道有一些人呢，他如果说他要
and they'll be there on time.
他如果说他要到那边，他就会到那边，而且他
many actually come early.
或而且很多时候是提早的。
And there are other guys I know who, when they say they're going to come.
但是有其他人呢，同样也说他们要来。
It's about 50-50 at best.
啊，那他们不一定会出现。
You probably know people like this.
我想你同样。
There may be some even in this room. I know this one standing on the stage.
啊，你也会知道，就是说你可能也会知道有这些人，说不定你们当中有些人自己也是这样的。我就知道我 ，the on stage is not me, right?
Not you.
我就知道。
Not you.
我自己有放这样的，有时候也会放这样的过错。
The psalm then says.
接着圣经诗篇要讲。
There are that's some things that, in addition to these right things that you're supposed to do.
就是说，首先我们刚刚讲到我们要做的。
So have you heard of the Message Bible?Modern translation, message.
你有听过一个词叫做信息圣经。
For those last three, it says, walk straight.
他最后他是说你在最后的。
Act right.
他说你要行为正直。
Tell the truth.
做事公义，心里说诚实话。
So walk straight, act right, tell the truth.
所以行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话。
The next three are the don'ts.
所以这接下来呢，三个呢是讲我们不能做的。
A man of wisdom who will be invited into God's house does not step on people with his tongue.
就是能够住在神圣殿中的人呢，他是不以舌头毁谤人。
Do you know what I mean by stepping on people with your tongue?
你知道怎样叫不以舌头毁谤人吗？
Sometimes I want things to go my way.
有时候呢，我想就是事情按着我想的这样子去发生。
Whether it's an argument.
可能是我正好跟人家吵的架，争执。
I just want to go my way.
我只是想说我要自己有理。
And I don't really want to hear what you have to say.
我根本就不想听你想要说的是什么。
And so I just keep talking so that she can't have a chance to even translate. Because this way I'm in control. And I can roll right over with my words and no one will ever understand. You know, that's what we do.
所以呢我就可以一直的说一点。
And then when she's talking, I talk over
her. 然后你就没有话，没有就是机会。
And I don't let her get anything out.
然后我也不让她来翻译。
Sometimes we even use harsher words and raise our voices.
有时候呢，我们好像
to make sure you hear what I say.
还有那个
and not what she says.
声调会提高然后把盖过她翻译人的声音。
And so you steamroll, you just roll right over people with your tongue.
所以呢，就是说你就是气势压人。
The Bible says, "Don't do that."
圣经跟我们说不要这样子。
A wise man doesn't do that.
一个有智慧的人是不这样子做的。
He doesn't blowtorch people with his words.
他不只用。石头去毁谤人。
I don't like what you're saying.
我不喜欢你说的。
So I'm not even going to give you a chance to talk.
You are not.、Oh,
I'm just going to just keep blowtorching.
所以我如果不就是不好的讲的举例，就是说你如果不喜欢他的对方讲的话，那你就一点都机会都不给他讲分辨。
It also talks about having no slander on your tongue.Slander is telling lies about people.
然后另外也讲到毁谤人，就是说毁谤的意思就是说，你说的是不真实的。
Gossip.
你说的是那种就是闲言碎语。
Did you hear about June?
你听过那个庄俊他的事吗？
We do that all the time.
我们就经常这样子讲，对，在背后这样子。
In Hebrew, in the Psalm, it almost means, would you play the spy?
这里面它的原来的用词就是说，好像你就是像一个小间谍这样子，就是一直在。
We all know it's not a good thing to tell lies about people.
我们知道就是说不能就是不真实的说人家。
But the problem is we tend to be careless with the things we hear.
但是有时候呢，我们听到了一些事情之后呢，然后我们也不加细想。
The wise person does not hurt another person, causes no harm.
一个有智慧的人呢，他不会伤害别人。
I don't ever want to hurt you. I always want to help you.
他有时候呢，当然呢，就是说你想要帮助人。
I don't ever want to tear you down.
就说我是想要帮助你，我不想去伤害你。
I want to encourage you and build you up.
我要建造你。
Okay, doctors. Where's the doctors? I got two of them, right?
那你两个医生在做的。
The physician's oath, the Hippocratic oath, do no harm.
你们就是也是做医生的，是有这样子的誓言，就是说你不伤害。
This is where they got it, I think. Do no harm.It's not just do what's right, it's don't do any harm to anybody.
诗篇这样子讲，就是说不但是要做事做得对，而且要不恶待。
The way I say Psalm 15, the way I translate Psalm 15 in Mike Dwyer language,
我是这样子理解这个诗篇十五篇的。
Is leave everybody better off.Who I've come in contact with.
就是说，当人有人跟你做朋友的时候，你让他们能够得到好更多的好处。
The evil speaking is really something very. The Bible just doesn't like gossip and slander.
圣经里一直讲到神不喜悦人毁谤人。
And no one is safe from slander.
如果你毁谤人的话，那你
There's an old Irish proverb. I'm Irish.
就是有一个爱尔兰的这个就是一个故事或者成语。
It says that the slugs, the worms, the slugs crawl over the cabbages.
就是讲那个鼻涕虫它爬过那个包菜。
And that's kind of like slander over a good name.
那这个就是有点像是。我们用石头毁谤人。
You can put stuff out and you can kill the slugs.
你可以把这个鼻涕虫给杀掉。
But you're still left with the slime.
但是呢，他对留下的那个鼻涕那个那些液体就是黏黏的液体还是留下来了。
One very famous philosopher said.
有一个很有名的哲学家说
There's really no way to defend yourself from slander, from people lying about you.
就是你没有，真的是就是说，恶言可以，真的是可以伤到，就是你没有办法抵挡。
But that just should live a life of innocence.
但是呢，你要过一个就是诚实的人生。
Let the world talk.
过一个清白的人生，然后让人家爱说什么就说什么。
But take care to live so that no one will believe it. Take care to live.
你要仔细的去过这个生活。
Be such a good person.
做一个好的人。
Such an upright man.
做一个行为正直的人。
That no one will believe bad of you.
那就是 让这些谣言不攻自破。
It also says it here that you won't do wrong to your neighbor.
啊，这里面也讲到呢，就是你不毁谤二代朋友，不随我毁谤邻里。
You won't. What is the word we use in English? Backbiting. You know, are you familiar with that term? Backbiting.
就是在背后，牧师讲到就是用了一个词，就是在背后这样子。
That's where you keep casting blame. It's my neighbor's fault.
你会说这是我的邻里的错。
Well, I would have done my, I would have mowed the yard,
我,
but the neighbor moved the rock.
我本来是要那个割草的，但是呢，我的邻居把石头挪开了。
When we were kids,
我们小时候
，I used to blame this kid next door, Jimmy, for everything.
我经常就是我做错事，我就把责任都推到一个我邻居的一个小孩。
Who broke the window? Jimmy did.
不管怎样，我都是说 Jimmy 做的。
My father would say, who put cigarette butts out there?
然后我爸爸问
Jimmy was smoking.
我爸爸问我说那个烟头是从哪里来的，然后我跟他说是 Jimmy 他抽烟。
Where's your ball? My father would say, Jimmy lost it.
然后呢，我如果丢了东西，我会跟他说是 Jimmy, 丢的。
It took my father 5 years. To realize there was no Jimmy next door. they didn't have any kids.
我爸爸五年后才知道这个是Jimmy 是杜撰出来的，根本就没有。
But when he found that out, boy, was he mad.
当他发现了之后，
他真是很生气。Don't blame others for your own misfortune. A wise man doesn't do that. He doesn't blame everybody else.
做一个有智慧的人，你是。
And then it goes on to talk about a few more positives in Psalm 15. It says that a person despises a vile man.
然后接下来第四节又讲到他眼中藐视毁类。
I asked if you guys knew this word. There's a movie that I really like called Despicable Me.
我有一部电影叫做
Disney movie.
是迪士尼的电影叫做 Despicable Me, 就是讨厌的我。
It says you stay away from people who have bad hearts.
他就是说你要远离那些心里不好就是心恶的人。
And at first glance, it seems harsh because it says you're supposed to despise a vile man. One guy says, despise the despicable.
那就是，就说你是要藐视那些傀儡，就是恶人。
I'm not saying that you don't try to save people and you don't witness to people. You do.
我不是说你不就是做见证。
But there are some people, the psalm is saying, that their hearts are so base, so worldly, so unfertile for the word.It's best to leave them alone right now.
但是呢，在圣经里面讲到，有一些人呢，他们是的心是很不好的，所以呢，我们最好是就是远离他们。
Lest you get dragged down.
好，就是这样子呢，避免你自己也跟他们同污合流。
It's the same thing where the Bible says, "Don't cast your pearls before swine."
就像在。箴言里面也讲到了，就是说你不要把珍珠戴在猪身上。
There is a time for every purpose under the sun, says the word.
那在就是在传道书里面也讲到，就是说做事都有时。
And it may be that somebody, it's not the time for you to reach that person. It may be it's not the time for you.To be the person that God uses to bring someone.
因为在这时候有可能就是这不是好的时候，你要跟这些人去打交道。
Know when to leave them alone. A wise man knows the people that he needs to leave alone. You knock once, you knock twice, and you shake the dust off. And you say, another day, another person, another pastor, another witness will be involved, but not me today. And you leave them to the Lord and you pray for all.
那就是有智慧的人呢，知道说什么时候要远离，就是说你可以跟他们讲一次两次。
The unwise person says, I have to save this person. I have to get them to understand this. And sometimes it's dragged down.
但是呢，之后呢，你要就是说，你要知道说你要停止，你就是为他祷告，然后等神派其他的人去感动他们。那但是呢，就是没有智慧的人呢，就说哇，我必须救这个人。
The psalm goes on to say next that the wise person respects the people of God.
接下来的圣经讲到，就是有智慧的人，他尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。
He honors those who fear the Lord.
他尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。
As far as it is within your ability.
如果是你能力许可的范围。
The Apostle Paul says to live at peace with all men.
保罗跟我们讲到说，使徒保罗跟我们讲到说，我们要与人和平。
And with brothers and sisters, there's a real need to encourage them daily.
对我们弟兄姐妹来说，我们每天都要鼓励他们。
To help them with their burdens.
帮助他们卸下他们的重担。
To pray with them.
与他们一起祷告。
To sing to them. Now I've heard some of you. I've heard some of you sing.
I'm sorry.
I've heard some of you people sing songs.
或者是就是唱歌给唱认识给他们听。
But nevertheless, you can still sing.
我们可以唱诗给他们。
And it's important when you're a man of God or a woman of God.
所以当你是神的人，属神的人的话。
That you hold yourself accountable.
你是要对神做出交代的。
And that you live your life openly before all. Find accountability partners.
那你要找一个就是说也是可靠的伙伴。
Because you are accountable to yourselves.
因为你对自己负责。
Look around, you're accountable to each other.
你们对每个人都是互相要。
You are, all in this room, you are brothers and sisters.
在我们这一个屋里面，我们是弟兄姐妹。
So what happens in your life is important to you. What happens in your life is important to your brothers and sisters.
所以你在生活中发生的事，对你的弟兄姐妹是非常重要的。
How do we all get into the tent? I should be worried about you guys.
那我也是为你们。担忧。
You all have gifts, yes?
我们大家都有恩赐。
You may not know all your gifts, but you have.
虽然我们有时候可能不知道神给我们的恩赐，但是呢，我们。
The wise man of God will try to lift up his brothers and sisters and their gifts.
作为神的儿女呢，我们要知道说，我们要帮助弟兄姐妹找到他们的恩赐。
You're good with song, sing.
你如果是有好的歌声歌喉的话，那
你就用你的声音。You're good with video.
声音去赞美。
Thanks. Do the video.
那如果你是能够擅长音响的话，那你就在音响方面。
You're good at translating.
如果你。
It's hard to translate for me.
如果你能够翻译的话，那你就。
You encourage people to do that.
你 鼓励大家，你的弟兄姐妹来做。
You have leaders, you encourage them to lead.
如果你当中有领导，才能的弟兄姐妹，那你就鼓励他。
This is how you honor each other. This is how you honor God.
这就是你怎样尊重，敬畏耶和华。
Because I am accountable not only to you, but to God Himself.
因为我不但要对你们负责，我也要对神负责。
And to the Word.
我要对神的话语负责。
We teach the kids over there, words like a mirror.
我们在那个儿童时光那边，我跟他们讲说，这个神的话语就像一面镜子。
It shows you the good about yourself and the bad.
他跟你让你看到你好的一面，也看到不好的一面。
I got to do better. Like I said, I was doing this sermon. I have to do better with doing things for my wife when I say I'm going to do them.
所以当我看就是在这边讲到
So that's a good thing.
的时候，我也提醒自己要对我的太太说话算数。
I surround myself with accountability.
我知道自己做事什么事情都要负责。
The word also says that this man is not going to be a changing person. He's not going to be fickle. Fickle.
另外一个呢，他也讲到，在这里面也讲到了这个人呢，说话不更改，就是不变来变去。
You probably know people who love to argue.
你可能知道有些人很喜欢辩论。
And it's hard to argue with them because they change their argument all the time.
但是
as you're arguing with them.
但是很难跟他们辩论，因为他们总是转换话题。
And they are like that person Paul talked about, the Apostle Paul, when he says that they are blown between two waves. They're constantly going back and forth. These people constantly shift. Oh, I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
就像那个使徒保罗也讲到了这类人，他们就是。
I don't believe in the Trinity. Well, I do believe in the Trinity.
左右摇摆，然后。
And they argue circuitously, and they just drive you crazy sometimes.
然后他们就是变来变去，然后也经常说否认说他们没有说过说过一些话。
The gentleman of Psalm 15 is like a rock, constant. Constant in what he believes, in his principles, in his morals. Constant. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
在第十五篇这里面讲到了这个能够住在神殿中的人呢，是就像一个磐石一样，他是就是不更变的，不更改的。
They know what to expect. People know what to expect from you.
人就是说人对他们可以信任的。
Do people know what to expect of you?
他们知道说你讲什么就会做什么。
Because you are a constant person.
因为你不更改。
Constancy is like the North Star. It's always there.
就像北极星一样，总是在那边。
You can measure it. You can go to it. You can find your way because you know exactly where that North Star is.
不管你是怎样做的都好，你知道那个北极星总是在那边。
Except my wife can't find her way anywhere. Even with the North Star. No. Sometimes you get ahead of yourself. Christ was very constant.
基督他也是不更改的。
But he didn't always treat everybody the same.Even in the same circumstances, right?
但是呢，他不是但是这并不意味着说他对每一个人的对待都是一样的，即便是在同样的情景。
Because when you're constant to your truth, the truth and to principle, sometimes it'll act out differently with different people.
因为虽然真理是一样的，是一致的，但是呢，对不同的人，你会做不同的事。
And lastly.A person who is the man of Psalm 15.
最后呢
is not a greedy man.
他讲到的这个就是能够住在神殿中的这人，他是不贪婪的。
Some people have said to me, Pastor Mike, is it okay for a Christian to lend money?
有些人问我说, 可不可以借给人家钱, 作为基督徒?
Okay, so you're the pastor now.
我跟他说, 你现在就是, 牧师了。
Is it okay for a Christian to lend money?
可以,基督徒可以借钱吗? 借债给人家。
Go ahead, I'm waiting. Is it okay?
我在等你的答案,可以吗?
What ends up happening is this person that came up to me last month says, doesn't the Bible say a borrower or a lender do not be? I said, no, that's Shakespeare.
他上个礼拜就有个人问我说，那个圣经不是说是不要借，就是借给或者跟人家借。
Actually, what the Bible says is if you see a brother or sister in need, and you have the ability to help, help.
那我跟他说不是的，那个。 那个不是撒士比亚说的，不是圣经说的。圣经讲到，如果你有你的弟兄需要的话，那你是要帮助他们的。Back
when this was written,
当这个就是写这诗篇的时候
，people would sell themselves when they got behind in their debts. They would sell themselves.
就是人为了借钱就把他们自己卖了，就是卖身了。So,
it goes to justice. It's no, I'm not going to force you to spend pay more money because there's lots of usury. Are you familiar with the term usury? Interest, high interest. There was very high interest. So it was almost like the mafia.
因为那时候呢，就是有些人借贷了之后，借了之后呢，那个。 就是借钱给人家的这个人呢，他就收取很高的那个高利贷，所以
so the poor would sell themselves into slavery.
所以呢，那些穷人
so they couldn't afford any other way to pay back.
所以那些穷人呢，只能卖身为奴，因为他们没有办法付那个高利贷，那个高利贷就
Christian brothers and sisters should not lend money with exorbitant interest, with usury.
所以呢，作为基督徒来说，我们不应该放高利贷。Sometimes
it's incumbent that they even give without expectation of return.
有时候呢，我们甚至就是送给人家了，没有期望人家是还给我们的。And
the last part of this, it must have been pretty common back then. Don't take a bribe.
然后就是最后一个，就是那当时可能也是很流行的。
When I was an assistant district attorney back in the old days,
当时我以前是做律师，但是是像检察官。
A gentleman got arrested by the state police for bribery. And I had to try the case.
有一个人呢就贿赂了，然后呢我必须就是审判。
And at the end of the case, it turns out that the man had given $20 to a state policeman not to write a ticket.
然后最终呢我们就发现说，哦，原来这个人呢，给了那个20块钱给这个警察，因为他想。
That it was ridiculous to try this case and waste the taxpayers' money for $20 bribe.
但是呢，就是说，要浪费纳税人的钱呢，来开这个案子呢，也是不是太聪明的。
So the judge kind of winked at the defense attorney and said, You don't want a jury in this case. You just try it before me.
Judge trial.
And at the conclusion of the case, the judge called the businessman up to the bench with the attorneys, myself and the defense attorney, and said, I find you not guilty.
最后呢，那个就是那个法官就是把这个行贿录的人呢，还有他的辩护律师，还有检察官就是 Mike 牧师，就是聚在一起，然后就是说我判你是不罪的。
But if you ever do this again,
但是如果你还在下次再做的话,
I will throw the book at you.
我会
throw the book at you.
我会扔把,
put him in jail.
我会把你那个, 抓到监牢里面。
If you live, like I've just said, with all the good that you can do and all the things that you should stay away from, the Bible says, he who does these things will never be shaken. You will never be shaken. You will never be concerned. You will never have any fear about walking, living the day, doing what you need to do, because you'll be living right. And everything you do, you won't be looking behind you. You won't be looking over your shoulder. You won't be worried about your brothers and sisters come up to you and say, where's my $10? Or saying, you know, you didn't mow the lawn when you get home.
圣经说，如果你能够做这些该做的事，远离那些不该做的事，那行这些事的，那你就必不动摇，你就就是你的生活中你就不用担心任何的事情，你永不动摇。
I like this story, so I'll tell it, this is well known.
我最后要告诉大家一个故事。
There was a philosopher who was once answering a question about somebody who was talking badly about him.
有一个哲学家他在回答一个问题，就是曾经有一个就是别人讲他很多的坏话。
He said this advice. This is I give to you for free. You don't have to pay me for this.
然后呢，他就跟大家提了一个忠告。那我现在把这个给大家，你不用付钱给我，这是白白给你们的。
If someone comes up to you and says they heard someone talking badly about you,
如果有些人来跟你讲说，我听到某个人就讲你很多的坏话，
don't make any excuses.
你最好是不要就是找借口。
Just say, they must have been very ignorant about all my other faults.
但是要跟他们说，哇，那他们
they would have said something about those two.
他们就是说，没有看到我，居然还没有看到我犯的其他的错。
Live righteous.
过
live well.
正直的人生， 做事公义。
Walk straight.
做事公义。
Speak truth.
心里说实话。
And nothing will happen to you. You will live in the tent of God, in his tabernacle, and you will be welcome. Come in, my good and faithful servant.
那神会对你说, 你可以住在他的殿中。
Thank you so much.
谢谢大家。
I enjoy being with you guys.
真的是很喜欢跟大家在一起。
Good job. Give her a hand, give her a hand. Come on. Let me give you a benediction, if I may.
现在，牧师。
Father God, like my brothers and sisters, it is my desire to please you. And sometimes, Father, I know that I don't. Forgive me when I don't. Forgive my brothers and sisters when they don't. But I know that in their hearts they want to. Father, make us better at the ability to do that. Help us to always hurt for those things that hurt you. Help us to smile when you smile. I just ask, Father, that you make us those type of men and ladies who are gentle people, gentlemen and gentle ladies. Father, I thank you that you give us the opportunity to live with you forever if we only would take it. And I ask that you bless my brothers and sisters as they leave today. I thank you for their generosity of spirit, for for their ears and for loaning men their time for such a short period. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Mike.